I suppose the first question, do you miss the inter-county scene?
Yeah, particularly missed it, I suppose, last year, Liam, and that the first year away from it, I think it's always going to be that bit more difficult. You know, we're on a big journey with Waterford for 5 years, no different than Davy's journey, if you like, peaks and troughs and ups and downs, and a huge part of your life in terms of emotion that you put into it. So, yeah, I miss it. Not enough to kind of, you know, go back into it, because I think you have to be ready to immerse yourself completely in. You know, you saw how long Davy took to make his decision up. You know, I think it's people are becoming more aware of how much your life goes into it and how much yourself goes into it, and that's not easy at times, you know.
You were so close with Waterford, weren't you? You know, getting to that, you know, that vital win, and you had some great wins, and then you were so close on other occasions.
Yeah, it looked difficult. You know, I think in the 5 years we were in five finals, you know, we lost four of the five finals, you know, two National League final, two Munster finals, and All-Ireland final, you know, in a rootless, you know, world of Dublin or Kerry football or Kilkenny hurling, it's failure, I suppose, in terms of the win percentage. But when you're from somewhere from like Waterford and even Wexford, I suppose, and you know, the counties that don't get there as often, I suppose, as other teams, you kind of tend to look at it and at as, you know, the importance of the journey, if you like. So, but I think it's what's very important, and maybe a message for Wexford is, you know, in 2017, after we got so close, I just listened to people telling me, look, you're close, you're so close. And I was kind of thinking, look, it's a long road to get back there. So it's, you know, Wexford would do well to be cognizant of the fact that it's tough to still get back to semi-finals and finals, you know, and they'll be well aware of that themselves with someone like Davy over them, you know.
You went back teaching, and you were telling me that you're doing psychology at the moment.
Yeah, look, I've always had a keen interest in psychology, in the whole area of sports psychology in particular, and you know, we spend a lot of time talking these days about strength and conditioning and the importance of it, and sometimes we don't look at the importance of training the mind, I suppose. And look, I'd have an interest in, I would have read a lot about, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs and different ways of, I suppose, finding yourself. Sounds a bit corny to some people, but I have an interest in it, and I suppose if you can actualise it, then if you can actually make it real to your situation in life, whether it's teaching or your workplace or sport, you know, I think there's lessons to be learned from, you know, training the mind, for want of a better phrase.
If you do come back to management, do you think you'll be a better manager, a cuter, a wiser manager? Not cuter, but you know, you will have learned a lot from your experiences, and maybe the break is good, is it?
Yeah, and I think you learn from being away from it. You know, I look at your own man at the moment in terms of Davy. I would consider that he's learned a huge amount from his first experience in Waterford, if you like, in terms of the 08 final, and you know, chasing enough experience, being beaten by 25 or 26 points by Kilkenny, comes into the Clare situation, LIT, what he's done in Limerick, and then comes to the Wexford situation, that you grow as a manager as much as a player. I think that's a huge part of the whole process of learning, if you like. And yeah, there's no guarantee you get better results, but I think you'd be less sensitive to criticism, even, if I'm honest. You know, you'd be less kind of worried about what people say. You'd have your set of principles, your philosophy on how you want things done, in terms of being absolutely competitive for every game, trying to win as much as you can. And then, you know, there's so much flexibility in the way teams are playing now. I think people are beginning to accept that teams are actually changing how they play, is match to match, and I think the wider public is beginning to accept that, which helps in terms of criticism, you know.
You effectively changed the way hurling is playing, you know, maybe not singly handed, but you certainly got my other managers thinking about that there is another way of playing rather than 15 on 15, and it's evolved probably into, Davy said, it's evolved into more than the spare man now.
Yeah, it's I call it this year, I wrote an article for the Examiner this year ahead of the Wexford Tipperary game actually, and it was called Total Hurling. And I felt that Wexford, you know, when you could see Sean Murphy being allowed to attack from wing back, you know, when you see Matthew being allowed to go from centre back because he's man marking, so he's allowed to go, players are coming from unpredictable angles and people are keeping the ball a bit better. And in my opinion, the game is never in a healthier state in terms of how it's played. And again, as I said, what's noticeable now is I think maybe pundits or analysts that were very critical of styles of play and systems are now actually rowing in behind this totality of approach, in terms of, you know, years ago, a Liam Ryan that goes forward, goes 60 yards with ball and hurley and puts it over the bar off the hurley like he did against Tipperary early in the game would be almost scorned upon. It would be kind of looked upon as being, Jesus, Liam Ryan should be up there, he's full back, he should be man in the house. So I think it's a, and look, I said it inside earlier, Liam, at the actual function, that for me there's no great difference between a lot of the teams they're doing. Kilkenny will call it work rate. When we're talking about Davy, they'll say it's a tactical genius plan. You know, with Brian Cody, it's a very simple game, but the reality is there's a grey area in between, where Kilkenny probably keep it quieter in terms of what they're doing. There's not much analysis in terms of what they're doing because it's traditional, but there's no team playing 15 on 15. I said it during the summer and got a bit of stick for it, that it's probably the most overused phrase inside in the crowd, inside in the stand. Yeah. And it's probably the most underused in any intercounty or any club dressing room for that matter, you know.
When you were getting all the criticism at the time, did it make you more determined to stick with it, number one, or did you have the belief that it would work anyway, irrespective of what people were saying?
I waver at times, you know. You waver at times. You actually, sometimes it can permeate its way to your thinking, you know. You can say, I wonder, are they right? Or, you know, and I think, well, Jesus, we didn't write the book on hurling, or we don't feel we've any divine right on it. It's just, you know, my experience of the players was that you can have passion, you can have flair, you can have individualism, and you can have structure. So, could I sit here with you and say that Austin Gleeson's goal in 17, where he weaves his way through the defence and flicks it in with one hand, as part of a tactical plan? I couldn't. But I could say that part of the reason why Austin flourished and why we had a record number of All-Stars, and no different than Wexford this year with their All-Stars, is because the system allows them to flourish. And it has allowed Dermot O'Keefe and Conor, even though Conor McDonald has been up there on top on his own at times, it's allowed those players to flourish, and they completely believe in it. And you know what? And I think that's the key thing. I've never heard a Waterford player or a Wexford player actually give out about how they were, you know, instructed, or, you know, in actual fact, it's probably an opposite situation, you know.
Are you under more pressure when you take on a county like Waterford or Wexford? You're a proud Waterford man, obviously, but are you under more pressure when you get involved with a county that hasn't had success? Does that create its own little bit of pressure? And
yeah, it's twofold, Liam. I think it's to create a, in your own bubble, you're saying, well, hang on, we haven't won an All-Ireland since 1959. The ultimate progress would be an All-Ireland, we'd say, 1959. So, but when you live the experience, you know, you live in Waterford, you get up on Monday morning after a bad defeat or even after a victory, people are either completely, you know, boosted in terms of their confidence levels, in terms of their attitude to their work that day, or they're completely, there's negative connotations. And but that's the reality of it. And you know, you're under huge scrutiny in your own county, and it makes it a bit more difficult because there's a longing there. No different than Mayo in the football. Wexford are lucky in that you can always, you have 90s, you have a relative, you know, 96. It's a famine for us, like, you know, in terms of 59, and you have other kind of memories to look back on, whereas we have that absolute kind of almost dirt of kind of an era almost has passed since we've won one. So does it make it more difficult? It probably does on your own mind, because you want it so much, and sometimes you can want it too much to the point where it actually affects, it takes an emotional strain on where you want to go with it. And you know, 5 years is a long time being involved in it, and did it take an emotional strain? It did at times, but I think you take solace from the fact that you tried to do it as honestly and with as much integrity as possible, and you had a collective group that were nearly over the line. And you know, how do you view that, failure or success? And I don't know really the answer to that, but it's you know, it's look, if we can get back to semi-finals again and be competitive again, I think that's the main aim for us going forward.
Were you thinking about coming back to Waterford again this year?
I did think about it. I did, because
I was surprised to hear that now.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was, because the year out of it, as I said, was particularly
difficult,
tough. And I was saying, maybe the right thing is, maybe I've done the wrong thing by coming out of it. So initially I was kind of saying, geez, I might have a cut at this. And I had a bit of contact from a few influential people, shall we say, about it. And I was kind of thought about it for a couple of days. And then I just kind of said to myself, No, not yet, you know, not yet. And
part too of many players were there when you were there, maybe, and stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe. But you know, I would have had a plan in my head. I would have looked for 4 years. I would have said I'll go with a year with what I had.
Yeah.
In terms of getting the absolute best out of what I had, maybe get another year out of Brick, get another year out of maybe some of the senior lads, and then go to the county board and say, look, I'm going to do this in year one, and then I'm changing it in year two, three, and four. And that was kind of the plan in my head. And then, so it wouldn't have been just a 1 year job. I would have looked to kind of go for almost 3-4 years and try and change the evolution of the team again. So, but it, again, that takes a huge amount of time. And you know, I have a young family as well, Liam, and I'm, you know, I'm doing the psychology masters, and I'm kind of, you know, you know, I just want to give a bit of time back to them as well, if
yeah,
I can.
You're helping out a friend of yours that's involved with the Laois minor hurling team.
Yeah. Look, there, you know,
it's not a heavy involvement.
No, I'm not looking forward to being up there now after Christmas. I've been up there. They've had a couple of trials there in the last week or so before Christmas went up. You know, I'm enjoying it. Actually, going up, watching something, closing the door, getting back into the car, and driving back down the road. Yeah. You know, it's a less pressurised environment, if you like. And look, my day job is a teacher, like, so I earned my crust with the 07 and 08. Hartley Cup and All Ireland winning teams with De La Salle. That's where I kind of the coaching really started for me, I suppose, in terms of Waterford hadn't won a Hartley since 1956. So we were the first team to win it, you know, in 50 years. And I thought I'd be able to do that for Waterford as well. But no, so it's nice to be able to take some of the experiences that you've had with Waterford for the 5 years and help out in some capacity, albeit a minor capacity.
You do know, of course, that when a county job comes up now, you're the first name on the list. When the talks that Davey wasn't coming back to Wexford, Richard, Derek McGrath's there, I'm sure Galway. And, does that annoy you, or do you see it as a challenge? Or would you I know this has been, it's not much point talking about now, really, but would you have considered Wexford if Davey hadn't come back?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't for this year, I suppose, but I would in years to come. I love hurling. Like, I think about it non-stop. I think about it all day, you know. I think about it all the time. And in the off-season, I'm doing a little bit of reading and, you know, in the time off, and, you know, you'd be trying to get better. So, the comfort zone for me is, I suppose, you know, you're up at the Sunday game, you have your, you know, you do your bit of analysis, you come down the road. But, you know, if you do that for 10 years, you know, you lose an edge, I think. So I think the edge comes from...
And you're young enough still.
Yeah, the edge comes from... I'm 43 now. The edge comes from waiting for your opportunity, the right opportunity to come along and being better than you were the last time and being ready to give everything. So in terms of considering options, I certainly would going forward, albeit I'm not auditioning for one now in terms of a radio interview. I'm quite happy to be the way I am. But, I'm, you know, the comfort zone is... I'm in my comfort zone at the moment, and I don't expect to stay there too long, you know.
And, you know... Finally, I suppose, how do you think Wexford will do this year? You know, could have been in an All-Ireland final, could have won an All-Ireland final. Does that put more pressure on the lads now this year, everybody concerned?
I don't think
Davey's
so.
Davey's refreshed his backroom team.
Yeah, exactly, and I don't think so. And Davey's been cute as well, even in his statement around it. You know, I'll come back for 2 years. We may have a dip next year. Almost kind of preempting a possible dip this year on the back of
being sensible about it, I suppose.
Being sensible and taking a bit of pressure or heat off the players. Classic Mourinho almost, you know, in terms of his approach. And I think what's often overlooked in Wexford as well, Aleem, is... You know, I think Wexford won 3 Leinster under-21s there. You know, there's a lot of good players in Wexford, which, you know, people say they're systematic in their approach, but there's a lot of good players, and they have a system now that absolutely suits them, that they believe it. Yeah. And when Davey was appointed, I went to the Welsh Cup match in New Ross. It was a huge crowd there, absolute rainy day. I remember it was rainy day, and huge crowd there. And there was a lot of kind of apathy in the crowd towards what Wexford were trying to do, and Davey knew what they were trying to do, and he had the players completely convinced as to what way they were going about it. And I'd give them a great chance. I rate them as being a really good team. A lot of their players would get on any team in the country, but the system they're playing suits them, and it suits the players.
And they bought into it now.
I think they own it as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think they own it.
They've made it theirs.
They've made it theirs, and there's tweaks, and there's, you know, and there will be days even in the winter or Welsh Cup games where they're going to be hitting the ball into someone, and they've made every other team think. And I know Davey well, and I guarantee he'll make teams even think more in the next couple of weeks. So Wexford have a great chance going forward because there's some really good players. And again, the culture also that was established under Liam Dunn's reign, I think, is often forgotten as well. I think Liam brought a great... In my year first, I was talking about it inside in 14, Wexford beat Clare comprehensively. I thought they were very, very clever the year they beat Cork in that year. You know, I think Liam's reign is often overlooked as being kind of... Whereas I think it's actually after setting a certain standard and culture in advance of Davey coming.
You know what
I think?
More the prophet in his own land.
Yeah, well, you know...
Is that something you do probably at the...
Sometimes, yeah, you can deal with that. But, I'm not here to talk for Liam, but it's just my experience looking from afar that sometimes people are forgotten in terms of what they do. I think Liam had very, very good standards. He had a brilliant culture in Oulart when he was over Oulart as manager a number of years ago. Brought that into Wexford. Set standards. They had a dip year in the final year when there was loads of injuries when we played him in 15.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes we remember the last year of someone's term as opposed to the good days. And I don't think Liam should be forgotten in this journey, you know.
Listen, it's lovely to catch up with you, Derek, and great to see you healthy and well. And maybe someday I'll need you when you're when you have that master's in psychology. I said to me, you'll have plenty of customers. And I hope yourself and your family have a really nice Christmas and a nice break.
Yeah, thanks a million, Liam. Thanks for having me up. Thank you,
Derek.